When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
For real, we need your help on, is this social norm? Is this social request? Is it okay or is it weird? And how would you handle it? If you're at a bar, at a restaurant, and someone looks over and says, hey, do you want the rest of these nachos? Would you take them? Do you think it's weird to ask someone, hey, I'm not going to finish these nachos. They're perfectly good nachos. You want them. Is that okay? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Real question I'm asking because somebody actually did this in the room. AB.
Yeah.
That's so on brand for you and so disgusting.
So
disgusting.
I was in Texas a couple days ago for Passion, which is this huge Christian conference with my best friend Elizabeth. And during one of the dinner breaks, we went next door to the arena, to the sports bar to get food. And it's just the two of us. And we just ordered way too much food. We did not realize how big the portions were.
Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, we did not take that into consideration. And we ordered the loaded nachos that turned out to just be enormous. And by the time they brought it to the table, we weren't even hungry anymore. Like, we had maybe four chips. And so we were sitting there and we were like, well, I feel bad for wasting the food. There was like a line out the door to this place of people trying to get in to eat. And so we were like, well, what if we just found another table where it looks like they were at the same conference as us? Because you could always tell because everyone would have their Bibles like stacked on the table. So we were like,
we always knew one of those Passion people.
Yeah. If you find a person with a Bible at a bar, they were probably at Passion.
That's funny.
And so we were like, well, what if we just walk over to that table? They just sat down. We know they haven't ordered, and ask if they want our nachos. So we went over there and they asked, and they were like, yeah, we'll take the nachos. So we just brought our huge plate of nachos over to them and they ate them.
Okay, couple of things here. One, is it weird to ask? Two, would you accept? Three, if you're a server, are you pissed? Because they might order less.
Wow.
And so you just walked over to a random table and now they're like, yeah, we'll actually just take the waters because we just got this huge load of nachos.
Yeah.
And now they won't tip their waitress. Is that a factor that you have to consider? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Hannah?
I think it's gross to even ask, and it's even grosser to say yes. I mean, you have someone's fingers who have touched the food. If you sneeze, your hair could be in it. I mean, it's gross all around. And Brett really added the cherry on top by bringing up the fact that you could have taken away money from the restaurant.
You didn't think of that, did you? Now that's like,
No. I'll be honest, I didn't think of that when we did it either. Yeah, that wasn't even a consideration.
Interesting thing, right? Yeah, interesting layer.
I think the offering is very noble. You know, I understand that. I can't imagine anybody taking them. That's my thought process. I'm thinking it's the miracle.
How hungry were you guys at this Christian conference?
Yeah.
Really hungry.
You know? I'm so naive to this. I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I did not think it was
a big deal.
Who cares?
Like, first off, the biggest thing I would consider is, like, will they not order less? But probably, like, I think at these type of bar experiences, for me, I think you usually end up ordering like wings, nachos, and you want a little sampler. If you got some leftover nachos, you want to. I constantly look at other tables. I'm like, I don't want to order that. I just want to taste it.
But
would you if they
why? It looks delicious. If you like, I just want a couple of nachos to go with my burger before it arrives. That
you don't
delicious.
Know who these people
right?
are.
Would you? I mean, if they offer,
I don't know
you,
the chef back there who put the nacho together either.
That is so different.
If it were me, if a guy offered his food, I'd say no. But if it was a girl, I'd say yes.
I would accept everyone's food. I'm hungry or something.
You won't eat food that's expired, but you will eat food that's offered to you from another person's table.
Yeah, I'll eat it off the ground. Canceled. I just don't want it to be expired.
Crazy.
I'll eat food off the ground. You can manhandle it. I don't know. I have no idea what's happened in the background. I've seen the movie Waiting. I know freaky things happen. Don't care. Don't see it. Live in this naive world. Those nachos look delicious. I would like to have a little sample of them.
No,
I don't think it's a big deal.
I think that is sick, nasty, gross.
Sick. All right. Big deal or no big deal? 855-444-6342. Would you offer the nachos? Would you accept the nachos? Did AB just do something super weird? It's the Brett Magus Show. We are 60 minutes commercial free. This is so interesting and so funny. AB was at a conference in Texas and realized, I don't think I knew that everything is just that much bigger in Texas. Ordered some loaded nachos. Apparently loaded nachos were like huge, way too huge for, you know, two women sitting at the bar. And so she offered it to other people.
I did.
What was the reaction when you did that?
They looked like a little bit at first just like, why are you talking to us and just coming up to our table? But then once we were like, we have these leftover nachos, we barely ate any, do you want them? They were like, oh, yeah. And they took them.
They did. So they ended up taking them. Would you take them? Do you think offering up your unfinished food and appetizer? Hey, I got like 3 or 4 chicken wings left. So they don't go to waste. You want 4 chicken wings?
I would think that would be like a criminal offense.
It's not like half a burger that has my saliva on it. Like they're nachos.
Just
like
your fingers.
A mozzarella stick, unbidden to, boom. Nachos, you know, no
Almost
one did.
Almost a full plate.
How do you know if they double dipped or not?
Good point.
Double dipped in what? Like if Brett just said a mozzarella stick.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in that marinara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like the queso's got a bunch of chips
in it. I think they looked pretty untouched.
Okay. It is a strange thing that I didn't know if anyone would be able to say I can relate to. But Teresa said this has happened to her. What happened, Teresa?
So we were at can I say the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure.
It was Hawthorne Inn in Labadie, Missouri.
Okay.
And awesome restaurant. We love it. It's one of our favorites. And we go there all the time. And we were sitting there, and there was a table next to not far from us, and the guy at the table, one of the guys, was commanding the conversation and, you know, taking control and acting big and, you know, all that. But we didn't think much of it until after we got our salads and, you know, we ate the salads and we're waiting on our meal, and all of a sudden the waitress comes over and offers us his leftovers, and we just looked at her like, what are you talking about? I mean, we were just confused, and I said, you know, has this ever happened? And she's like, no, nobody's ever done this. And we just couldn't understand it at all. We were totally confused. The only thing we could figure was he was trying to be big, trying to be, you know, I don't know, just trying to be a hot shot.
I wonder if AB came across like that too, like, hey, I don't need these nachos. You look like someone
who needs these nachos.
You like someone that can't afford the $12 nachos.
Right.
Yeah.
We looked at our clothes and said, oh my gosh, are we underdressed?
See, you made these people, maybe you might have made them insecure.
They went home and cried.
You think I couldn't order the loaded nachos? No. You were like, you were regular nachos, not loaded nachos type of people.
Apparently, yeah.
That's so interesting. So what did you guys end up doing? You guys rejected them?
Yeah, we rejected them, and we just thought it was too strange.
Interesting, too strange.
As you should, it was strange.